Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be the Light Radio. I am Alania Starhawk. I am your host this evening. And our topic is Eyes Wide Open. Are each of us looking at our world, ourself, our lives with the greatest eyes of love, the greatest visions that we possibly can? Are we looking at ourselves through the eyes of love? Are we looking at ourselves through the eyes of compassion, of beautiful light and understanding? I have been guided this week to stand within myself and to see myself through eyes, through a perspective that I had almost forgotten about. Not through the vision that I believed, not through the eyes that I believed myself to be. Let's begin for just one. I can press redo, I would. So I'm going to back you up a second and say, I am Alania Starhawk, and I am here to journey with you this evening. My lesson has been this week that when we look through the eyes of love, when we look through our greater vision, we are able to see potential possibilities, realities that we perhaps had not seen before. What I did recognize is that interwoven with the world, with the identity even of myself that I had accepted, there was a greater reality. There was a greater truth that I had not been focusing upon. And while I was driving the car, thinking about all of the blessings in my life, because I'm standing now in gratitude, I heard the words, eyes wide open, and I realized that I have been so deeply in prayer, so deeply in union with my higher self, with the beautiful divine consciousness that flows through all beingness, that I had opened my eyes to see the greater truth. So I ask you, was this greater truth there before I had noticed it? Or do you believe that it just appeared because my prayers appeared? Right now, interwoven with our entire world, with our entire concept of reality, of truth, of beingness, are alternate possibilities, alternate truths that all hold validity. So this is the place that I am in a very self-aware state of mind this week, really asking to remember who I am, asking my guides, my guardians to open my sight so that I may clearly see. And you realize, dear ones, that if we have the wisdom to ask to see clearly, then half of the energy that we are directing towards nonsense, chaos, illusion, shadow, half of that energy that we use to wonder about all of the questions, all of the insecurities and imperfections that we perceive, all of a sudden, if we see the greater truth, we get our energy back. That energy we've been directing towards nonsense is not needed. How often, truly, if you think about it, are you concerned about something that ends up working out perfectly? And you realize that all of that concern, all that energy, all of that focus was unnecessary. We had taken away our vision from the greater truths. We, for a moment, paused and forgot to look through the eyes of love. If we remember that we are loved genuinely, that we are supported genuinely, that blessings are flowing to us, that all is in perfect divine order, that we are directing our journey even from a higher realm perspective, then we can relax, then we can be at peace. Then all of the beautiful light, all the beautiful energy that flows through us can be directed towards the experiences we wish to attract, we wish to know, we wish to be part of. All of a sudden, we get a lot of ourselves back. So my thoughts today, repeating through myself over and over, are eyes wide open. With eyes open, same thing. And I began thinking about it and realizing, how would my day today, not even talking about a month from now, how would my day be different if I looked with eyes open? And I started realizing the universe loves me so completely that unseen blessings are revealing themselves, that beauty and support will be shared. And in truth, from this morning, I have just everything flowed perfectly. Love flowed to me endlessly. Everything expanded itself into greater states of possibility. And in truth, I woke up this morning for a blink of an eye going, oh, wouldn't it be a great day to just stay in? I have learned to cocoon myself when I feel a bit, let's say, I don't want to say vulnerable, but when you realize that, you know, you need a little bit of extra TLC for yourself, I have learned to cocoon myself. But this morning, there was a voice within me that said, no, open, because there are blessings flowing. And so I did. I honored all of my commitments. I went where I was supposed to go. I met with the beautiful people I was supposed to meet with. And I will tell you that every single one of them, every experience, every person, every bright sister reminded me of who I was. Sometimes, yes, it's wonderful to cocoon yourself and take time for yourself so that you can hear your own voice. But I will also tell you that when we are looking at ourselves, not always, not perfect English, but let's say not always, do we have our eyes open to see clearly. Quite often we are seeing through the veils of self-judgment, limitation, or whatever it is that we hold. As gentle as those veils may be, at times we're not seeing ourselves through the clearest visions and with the greatest realms of possibility. So when I stepped into each of these experiences today and was offered an opportunity to merge my energy in with other bright souls, other radiant ones that walk their walk and live passionately, excite themselves just from the joy of being alive and being in the community that we are a part of, I reminded myself that what I have drawn to myself in this life, in this moment, is absolutely wondrous. What I have drawn to myself is an incredible, number one, community of support, but a foundation of love and respect and power and inspiration and all that brings healing and remembrance to a soul. And it was shortly after that, my experiences in the morning, that I was driving in the car and they said, eyes open. And I knew just because we can't see everything that is flowing to us in all potential realms and possibilities does not mean that we are not blessed and that all is not about to shift itself. Everything is possible. And right before I came on to speak with you here today, I was guided to just look through my journals and my books, and I'm in the midst of putting together a beautiful book. And one of my little writings within that book sounded perfect for today. It sounded like exactly what I am trying to express to you. So I'm going to just share this little paragraph or two. And it says, once we free ourselves from the limited perceptions of an inflexible mind, all we know and experience in the world that surrounds us will continue to evolve and expand naturally. To accept any single set of dogmatic boundaries or guidelines as the absolute truth will keep us from seeing, sensing, and discovering alternate ways of experiencing life. If truth is the element we most honor and treasure, then we must come to recognize that there are infinite truths, all holding validity. And I had asked Spirit at one time a few years ago, and I found this in my notes, Dear Spirit, will my gifts of sight and vision expand in the near future? And this was the response, not just to me, but to each and every soul listening. As you unlock the doors and let more light in, you will have more space and avenues to also allow your light to expand. Each and every time you are brought to the edge of your awareness, you will go further. It's the natural order of life and light. So my friend tells me beautifully all the time, if only we had the eyes to see. And I realize that seeing the truth is not because it is around us. We don't see the truth simply because it surrounds us. We see the truth because we are ready to see that truth. We see the deeper truths. We see the unseen truths because we are the ones ready to finally look with a greater vision. We are finally ready to trust and to open that greater vision that we all have. We're ready to open the eye of divine consciousness, the eye of divine light, that beautiful eye of one truth, one source, one knowing. And that's what we're talking about today. We work so much on manifesting, on manifesting, on manifesting, on drawing to ourselves all that we wish to know and experience. But today I contemplate on how would my life change automatically if I just allowed myself to see what already is with a clearer mode of vision. Perhaps all I'm looking for isn't something I need to find, embrace, and attract. Perhaps it already is. Perhaps every single thing that you are looking to embrace right now in your life takes nothing more but seeing with a clear vision. The opportunities, the pathways, the blessings, the healing, the inspiration, the love, the forgiveness. All that you're looking for, what if it already was? And all you need to do was open your eyes to see that love, that inspiration, that forgiveness filling you, surrounding you, flowing to you endlessly. Remember, if we are already all things, are, not will be, are, if we are all things, then isn't it simply a matter of expanding our point of view, expanding our perceptions? Those words flow through me. I promise you, when I am writing this book and working on this book, the words are not my own. I'm an open channel for these words to fly through. And I am in love with these words that speak so clearly. Once we free ourselves from the limited perceptions of an inflexible mind, All we know and experience in the world that surrounds us will continue to evolve and expand naturally. But I realized an inflexible mind. Today, I know as a fact without any question that I'm surrounded by infinite ascended masters, angels, guardians, all who love me, that my support system flows out eternally. Okay? That's an absolute knowing. Does that mean that when I didn't know that that was a possibility or that that could be 20 years ago, 15 years ago, was that any less true? We are so greatly loved beyond measurement, beyond imaginable conception, truthfully. So why would we believe that we are imperfect in any way? Why would we believe that we weren't blessed, supported, loved in any way? With eyes wide open, I'm asking each of you to imagine the positive, inspirational points of view, to see your life as already fulfilled, to see your life as already wondrous, as already blessed, as already expansive in every possible way, living your life fully, wholly, as you choose. Just imagine that. I would love to, for a moment, take a deep breath and welcome in those spirit guides, guardian angels, even our higher self, to unite with us, to perhaps clear the clouded perceptions that we have, perhaps assist us in releasing some of these limited points of view, and encouraging us, supporting us, and stepping more fully into our empowered self, into our brightest sense of self. So, in this moment, all I am asking is that you take a deep breath within yourself, simply filling your lungs, your body, your being with the breath of life, with the gift of life, just knowing that as you breathe in this force and source of pure energy, that you feel more complete, that you recognize that you're not alone, that just breathing in this breath reminds you that there's more than you can see. So allow this breath to flow into your lungs. See it flowing into your heart space. See it flowing into each organ, each molecule, atom, all that makes up the beautiful presence that is you. And just simply whisper to yourself, I am whole. I am awake. Feel the lights go on within your being, within each atom and cell, as if each atom and cell is is a powerhouse itself. Whisper the words, I am whole, I am awake. And see that within yourself, all that you already are, there is a blueprint for divine expression. There is an encoding within you already to be at home with the divine source of light and truth and love. That you already are an enlightened one upon this earth. You have the keys within yourself to understand, to see, to embrace all greater perceptions and realities. You have it within yourself, the knowing that you are more than this physical perception or identity of being. And that you have been a great soul throughout all expanse of time. You are one of the bright ones who has designed this reality, who has created this mode of experience and playful discovery, that you are the one who stood with full awareness, knowing that you would step into forgetfulness and still not lose connection to yourself and to your greatest truth. You knew that there would be reminders on this earth journey and experience to wake you up, to awaken the codes, the blueprints within yourself that reminds you that you are greater than you can imagine yourself to be. You are a wise one, a sacred one, an ancient one. Within you lies every great healing ability, every great wise knowing, teaching. You are part of all universal energy. And you are here in this life with great purpose. You have never been lost. Have never been lost. You have the ability to step into clarity, to step into remembrance, to step into your own true soul purpose by simply whispering to yourself, I am ready to be all that I most genuinely and naturally am. I am ready to be whole within myself and to stand strong in the beauty, in the power of remembrance. Dear spirits, masters of light, and truth, and love, the highest vibrations and frequencies, divine consciousness, I call on you now to ease the journey of each bright soul who connects with us, who wishes to receive your blessing, who wishes to move forward on their journey into remembrance, who is ready to let go of all limitations that can be, ready to see themselves as bright and empowered, as whole and complete. I call on you now to look into their bright hearts, their spirits, their souls, and remind them that as they are precious, and they are divine. As we remember that our journey here on this earth plane is to awaken most joyfully, I ask you to support them in all choices, in all prayers, in all intentions that can be. For myself, dear spirit, for myself, I ask you to see the bright light that is my spirit and to ignite it to an even greater degree of remembrance. Lift it to the fullness and knowing that I am one with all universal light. My voice holds power and purpose. That I am the light of God, truth, of peace upon this earth. And still, I am no greater than any other soul, for each of us are awakening to the power that lies within, and together each of us unite to be the light upon this earth. Together we are shifting the paradigms and embracing a potential world of peace and love, respect and compassion. Be with us, dear ones, from the highest vibrations of being. We call on you now to support us, remind us, and to clear the path into personal fulfillment, wholeness, and remembrance. And so it is. And so it is. And so I hear from this collective that are supporting us now, all these bright ones united together, I hear that so many believe that there is one particular path that can bring you to that destined journey, that perfect place of enlightenment or completeness, wholeness, perfection. And they tell me now that if you wake up each morning and allow yourself to be authentic within your own skin, within your own sense of self, as expanded as that may be, then you are already a perfect divine expression of light, of love, of all you wish to be. Be true to yourselves, dear ones, because the moment that you have outgrown any expression of light, of love, of peace, of truth, any expression, any frequency, any vibration, then you will welcome in the next experience. You are the ones evolving day by day, breath by breath, step by step. And as you trust that your journey is not governed, destined, or designed by any other soul, as you believe that your prayers, your beliefs, your intentions set the pace for your journey, you will be the ones to remember that only you control the experience. Use your energy to see clearly. Know that it's impossible for you to be any less than loved today or any day. The judgment that we have known all too well has come from a dark place within this earth experience. It is not from a divine space. God only loves, only loves. Judgment is man-made. So see yourselves through the eyes of love today, with eyes wide open. Pray for the gift of clarity and truth. And if you are ready to see yourself in a space of empowered being and living, then choose for remembrance too. This is not the first lifetime that you've been in forgetfulness. And this is not the first lifetime where you've stepped into full enlightenment and remembrance. If you are drawn to me today, then there is purpose for you being here. I honor you with the depth, from the depth of my being, the light that you are. I wish for you every great blessing. If you wish to connect to me moving forward, you can find me at my website, alaniastarhawk.com, A-L-A-N-I-A-S-T-A-R-Hawk, H-A-W-K.com. I will be there for you for personal sessions. We have beautiful group journeys and events here in Largo, Florida. But my prayer today is that you wake up to the bright light that you are, that your soul, your spirit, your heart opens to welcome in the blessings that already are. See yourselves today, not for who you believe to be, but for who you genuinely are. I love you and honor you all deeply. Namaste.